Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Thursday, January 8, 2026. A construction worker has died after an accident in Danvers, and the Middleton Jail has been damaged by fire. Sunny, low 40s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 2:52 p.m. Caroline Enos reports in the Salem News, a construction worker has died after falling 30 feet at a construction site Wednesday morning in Danvers, according to state police. The incident happened around 8:50 a.m. at 17 Briarwood Drive. The man was taken to Beverly Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. He worked for a Salem, New Hampshire-based roofing company, according to the Essex County District Attorney's Office. Officials have not released the worker's identity, as they are still notifying next of kin. The incident is under investigation by the Crime Scene Services and the State Police Detectives Unit. Jill Hamerchinsky reports in the Lawrence Eagle Tribune, inmate visits at Middleton Jail are canceled until at least next week, and some prisoners are being held in Middlesex County after a transformer fire in a housing unit caused extensive damage. Some 407 inmates, more than half of the inmates at Middleton Jail right now, were relocated to other areas of the Manning Avenue facility after the 6:30 p.m. fire Tuesday night. Other inmates were moved to Middlesex County Sheriff Department facilities. Essex County Sheriff Kevin Coppinger said other county sheriff's offices throughout the state have offered bed space if needed.
Hey there, it's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on msonewsports.com. I've been covering local sports since 1998, and I'm thrilled to bring you interviews with the amazing student athletes, coaches, and everyone in between who make our corner of Massachusetts just a little better place. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning on msonewsports.com. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows right on the homepage at msonewsports.com.
At Moynihan Lumber, we know that professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States. They do it because Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low-maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows at any of our three locations in Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
State House reporter Christian Wade writes that Gloucester is among cities and towns slated to get millions of dollars from a grant program that helps the state's waterfront communities rebuild infrastructure, boost tourism, and support the commercial fishing industry. On Wednesday, the Healey administration announced that the Seaport Economic Council was awarding more than $16.7 million to 21 projects that contribute to job and economic growth while preparing coastal communities for the impact of rising sea levels and climate change. The biggest award was $2.6 million for improvements to Gloucester's St. Peter's Landing and Marina, a nexus between the Seaport's tourism economy and its traditional fishing industry economy. And Zach Laird writes on itemlive.com, the Swampscott Select Board voted to appoint Town Treasurer Patrick Luddy as Finance Director and Beverly Assistant City Clerk Kathleen DuPont as Town Clerk at its meeting on Wednesday night. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell, two top 10 unbeaten girls basketball teams in the state clashed last night in Peabody. In the end, it was Bishop Fenwick beating St. Mary's of Lynn 55-46. The Crusaders are now 6-0, and the Spartans fell to 7-1. Fenwick was led by 22 points from Celia Nielsen. In boys basketball, St. Mary's beat Bishop Fenwick 75-37, and the Spartans were led by Rowan Merriman's 23 points. In boys hockey from last night, it was Danvers 5, Winthrop 1, Beverly over Marblehead 5-3, Logan Bowen scoring two goals for the Panthers. St. John's of Shrewsbury down St. John's Prep 5-1, and it was Linfield 3, North Reading 2. In girls hockey, Peabody and Winthrop tied at 2. Masconomet edged Newburyport 5-4 in overtime. The game-winning goal was scored by Kaylee LaCulse just 14 seconds into the OT. Other games in girls hockey, it was Beverly 4, Medford 2, as the Panthers are now 6-1, and it was Marblehead 3, Gloucester 1, St. Mary's over Bishop Fenwick 3-0. In boys high school winter track, a shout-out to Pentucket's Gabe McLeod, who recently broke his own school record in the 300. McLeod is a senior and competes in additional events. He's also a Cape Ann League All-Star. Celtics lost to the Denver Nuggets last night, 114-110. They host Toronto tomorrow night. The Bruins were off last night, and they host Calgary this evening. And, of course, the Patriots are gearing up for their playoff game Sunday night at home against the Chargers. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.